My brothers and sisters, like I said, when we talk of being a good Muslim, there are so many things that come to mind. The verses of the Quran are full, but we haven't read that Quran. We haven't gone through the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his life. He was the best. He was a shining example. We are talking of him for the last few days, and we are speaking about him today as well, and we would like to emulate his entire lifestyle. He gave so much importance to people. He helped those who were his enemies as well. And he made sure that he greeted people. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to go out of his way to greet the poor. Allahu Akbar.
وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ.
Allah says, when the believers come towards you, tell them, Salamun alaykum. He's telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the reasons of revelation of that particular verse, amazing how? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give greater importance to those who are seemingly downtrodden, yet their hearts are full of iman. Never ever turn away from such people. Today you see a person who's a little bit poor, they might have tatty clothing and so on, and people tend to give the wealthy a little bit more importance. A good Muslim will spend a moment even giving importance to those who have tatty clothing. A good Muslim is he who gives importance to little children, knowing that the future lies in their hands. A good Muslim is he who understands the position of the sisters and has it in his mind that I will never abuse the respect of the sister of mine. Subhanallah. The world out there teaches you that a woman is just an object of sexual amusement. Believe me, they can say what they want, but that is how the women are being treated. Like I said yesterday in one of the programs I had, people say Muslim women are being forced to wear what they are wearing. The reality is the rest of the world is being forced to wear what they are wearing. Why? It's a different way of forcing. It's just a more intellectual, smart way of forcing. You see a sister or someone perhaps in a different part of the world wearing heels that are this high and they become higher. She cannot walk. Look at how high it's becoming. She cannot walk. She has calluses on her feet. She's struggling, but because the telly has brainwashed her, society has conned her, the movies have really knocked her brain out, the big brothers and reality shows have really taught her something and made her believe it's her freedom, yet it's knocked her out because she's suffering in those shoes. But she will not leave her home without those shoes. Who was forced? Who is being forced? She will wear a mini skirt so mini that it becomes a maxi shirt rather than a mini skirt. Really? And she will do it, why? Because of the same thing. She's out with the telly every day. The games she plays, everything on there is showing her how short the skirt should be. May Allah protect us. And then when she goes out, she looks at everyone else and says, they are forced. Sister, you were forced and compelled to do what you are doing, but in a smart way. Remember that. May Allah protect us. They are judging you based on the texture of your legs. This is what they are judging you by. They are judging you by how your hair flies in the wind. I've spoken about this in the past at length, and I've even told you about Pantene and Head and Shoulders and everything else, mashallah, Molten Brown and what have you. May Allah protect us. We don't want to be molten red in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness.